Blog Talk Radio.
Enjoy grown and sexy topics and the best slow jams. So sit back, relax, enjoy the ride with the Diva Squad. I am T, and with me, I have...
This is Rachel.
And this is... Also, go ahead.
This is Angie Inge.
What's up, Divas?
What's going on, Divas?
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. Around.
Like you say, it's not hop day, it's ladies' night.
This is Diva Wednesday. It's Diva Day. It ain't hop day, it's Diva Day.
So how your ladies' week been going so far?
Oh, it's going, you know.
Yeah,
I haven't went postal yet, so, you know.
That's a good thing. That's
I haven't went postal
thing.
Yet, so that means, you know, something. You know, we still doing the day one thing, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You know, as you always say, Angie, you know, this grown and sexy station, we try to hold our tongue of the cursing and everything like that because you never know when you may have someone younger than 18, you know, we try to hold it up to 18, but all the time we don't, you know.
Right, right,
so,
yes.
Everybody's opinion is their opinion, you know, you say what you want to say. But, you know, we don't deal with the bickering and things like that. You will be cut off.
Mm-hmm. We will chop you. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
We have a low tolerance for that. We have zero tolerance for that. Put it that
zero.
Way.
Zero, 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 zero.
Exactly. So, yes. You know, if you old ladies don't have anything to talk about or any announcements, I definitely want to give a shout-out to my BFF, my best friend forever, and my coworker, Cheryl. Today is her birthday, so I want to wish a happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Karaoke in and sing it, Diva Rachel. Go on, girl.
I'm not sure. Do we have Diva Mail this week?
You know what? As long as there's time, yeah.
Oh, snap now. I like that. I like the way that sounds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a juicy one. We got a juicy one, but only if there's time.
Okay,
all right,
right,
now.
Right, right, right.
Because, yeah, you know, we get into these other topics, and it's like we're on a roll.
We definitely lose track sometimes.
I remember when we used to play songs like every 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but nowadays
we don't even have time.
Right, we get so into the conversation. We forget sometimes about that, you know, that we play grown and sexy music.
But
yes,
you know what? That's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's that's wonderful.
It's great topics being, you know, discussed.
Exactly.
And you know, the debate with it is even better.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you all don't have anything else, you know, to announce or anything like that, we can jump right into it.
One more before y'all go. I just want to give a shout out to my niece Brianna. Her birthday is Friday too. Happy birthday, Yana Boo.
Okay, and also, even though it was Friday, past Friday, our executive producer's baby turned 21. Nigel.
Happy birthday to you. And also, before we go, we just want to give a shout out to all our veterans and to the people that are serving our country. You know, it takes real courage to have to, you know, be out there, put yourself on the forefront for a greedy country like ours. We're not going to get into that. I just want to give a shout out to all our veterans, those that have served in the past and those that are still serving. You know, God bless them.
Those that we'd have lost and everything.
Yes, God bless them. God bless our country.
We salute you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To the utmost, and God bless your families.
Yes.
Those that have lost their families in it, you know, God be with you.
Yes. Indeed.
So, who going to give that drum roll?
We'll have that mastered soon.
Okay. In dating, what would you sacrifice for a new mate?
You know what? Repeat that question again. I got to soak that in, Diva.
Because that's things that can make you go,
Yeah, that's something to make you go,
In dating, what would you sacrifice for a new mate?
Oh, my.
Wow. Rachel, you want to go? You can go first.
What would I sacrifice? Definitely not my job. Oh wow. Not my status. I'll sacrifice my status from single to involved. I'll sacrifice my status. From single to involved. I do that. Wow. What are my options? Give me some options.
You know, I was about to ask that same thing. Like,
right?
That's a hard question right there, because, you know, what would you actually sacrifice?
Tell me some examples.
I mean, you know, sometimes you have to also think about what would they sacrifice for me.
You have like friends and stuff that you were already involved with.
Exactly.
And stuff like that, you know, when it, you know, you're stepping into something new, you have some people that don't, you know, agree with certain things. Like,
exactly. That's true.
You know, you could be having male friends that they don't agree with or whatever. Are you willing to sacrifice that friendship with that with that person to be with your new mate?
I'm definitely not going to sacrifice my children.
Out of the question.
But you have some people that would.
You definitely would. You have people that have sacrificed a lot, you know.
Exactly.
Sell their soul to the devil for a mate or for somebody else's husband or something. Oh, you done got me started and hit a spot.
You see it every single day. You know, what you're going to turn your back on your family. I'm not even giving up my family for a new mate.
Mm-hmm.
When in the end, you know, you may only last for a couple of months.
I was getting ready to say that. You know what I'm saying? Now, what is it with this new mate that you got going on to where you really sacrifice anything?
Thank you.
That you would sacrifice anything. You have to see, will we go with this relationship or friendship? How far are we going? How far are you willing to go? What are we bringing to the table? Are we going into a relationship? Or are we just friends? Are we friends with benefits? What do we have here? We got to get that established first.
Exactly.
What's going on?
You have to get all
before
of
I sacrifice
that
anything.
You know, because if you don't, you could end up being seriously hurt. Mentally, emotionally, physically.
Absolutely.
You know, because people don't care about your feelings or nothing no more. So, you know, with that being said, you could also get hurt physically.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I tell you. You ready to go postal on somebody? But listen.
There you go.
We take your head off.
With that being said, I'm going to take y'all into the second topic, okay?
All right.
When in a relationship, how do you shake a toxic lover?
Oh, God.
Say that again, Diva. Say that again.
When in a relationship, how do you shake a toxic lover?
A toxic? Oh, my gosh. That's hard because you're in the relationship already. And you're trying to shake.
Listen, you almost gotta get some counseling.
Whole
turkey or something.
You need some kind of
pacifier.
You gotta dig deep down inside of yourself. Dig deep down inside of myself and find me again, because I had gotten lost. I had to find me again.
Yeah.
You hear me?
And, you know, it's sad to say, but I'm going through that right as we speak. You know, I'm like, I'm done. It's a wrap. I'm over it.
It's like, what do you do when you know that this situation is no good for you? But you got yourself so wrapped into the situation till you was like, what do I do? You know what I'm saying?
Like 4 years.
My head's telling me one thing and my heart's telling me something totally different.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? In my head, I know it ain't no, I know this ain't no good, but I'm really digging this person. You know, what do you
do? When I make up in my mind that it's over and done, that it's nothing else left there. You know? Everything is gone. Leave me alone. You know, and I'm constantly saying, just go. you know, don't make it any harder for me. But you still, you know, you just insist that you're going to stay. You're not going nowhere. You know, like, just leave. Walk out the door and just, you know, like the man had and say, let's just kiss and say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I don't want to get it to the point that I really, truly dislike you or hate you.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing. You would like, sometimes you would like to end it on a good note where when I see you, I don't want to shoot you. You know what I'm saying? But you have, I always say that you have to know yourself because you can't control what anybody else do, say, how they act. You can't control any of that stuff. You already struggle controlling yourself. We don't have the power to control anybody else. So you have to know yourself and what you want and what you're going to stand for. You understand what I'm saying? So you definitely have to know, you have to know you first.
Yeah,
you know,
so.
And the thing is, you know, you got keys to the place. You know, you just pop up. You know, and it's more so, especially when you say, you know what, I'm over this. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it anymore. Then that's when you want to show up. You know, you want to say, it's not like you think, or, you know, we can work this out. How many times are you going to say the same thing?
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
yeah, when is enough?
A minute, then next thing you know, it's back to the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
You know, just go.
Well, see, this is when you got to sit down and do some studying.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know what sanity is. Know what sanity is. And that's when you're like, God, I'm insane. Because here I'm going through the same thing and expecting total different results. That's insane. That's insanity.
Mm-hmm.
No, my sanity is I want some kind of peace, and I'm going to have it. You know
one
what I'm saying? And now I'm at the point, now I'm going to demand it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And as bad as your loins tell you, like, God, I'm craving this dude. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
This is where I got to sacrifice my loins. You know what I'm saying? I got to sacrifice that feeling, that urge, because that's just temporary anyway.
Yeah. You know, and you know, like now you're blowing up the phone. You know, you're blowing up my text messages. Just go. You know, I mean, you're not going to keep telling me I'm not going anywhere. Yes, you are. You're going somewhere. You ain't got to go home, but you're going out of here.
Listen, you could either leave voluntarily, or you could voluntarily leave, or I could send somebody to, I can call somebody to help you leave.
Exactly. You know, and you hate to get, like, the po-po involved, but, you know, and see, there, with that being said, too, hey, I got keys to this place. You know, I have mail coming to this place.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go through all the channels if you start calling the man. If you call the man and be like, well, I just want him out of here. You know, well, did he harm you? Yes, he's harming me emotionally. They're not going to go for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes it takes for somebody to get seriously hurt before the man or, you know, the police or somebody get involved.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it goes on for years, though. In my case, it went on for years because I still, although I wanted no part of it, I still was not ready to let go. I was still holding on.
It takes
some time and a few lessons. It takes some time. It's not going to happen overnight where you say, all right, I'm just over. It takes time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, again,
you know,
now feelings are involved. Timing is involved. And then you sit back and feel that you deserve certain things. You know what I'm saying? So you feel, all right, I'm going to stick around so I can get what I deserve out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about like 4 years. You know, and it's like you said, it's so not easy. Like, you know, we didn't start walking overnight.
Right.
So therefore, it's just as hard to, just leave me alone.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, you want to whisper these sweet nothings, you know, and you're looking at all of this, you know, all of this messages and texts and all of that, and you're like, you know what? But at the end of the day, I know I need to leave it alone.
Yeah, you know it ain't no good for you.
Again. It's going to happen again.
Listen, we're going to leave the conversation alone just for a minute, so everyone hold the line. We are going to go to a song because we do have to pay some bills around here. We're going to go to Day and Night by N-Type. Hold the line.
By N-Type.
Oh,
I think
okay.
It's one of the artists that's been on like a Friday with a host, our CEO, Rich Bunny.
Okay. Listen, Rich be bringing them out.
Yes, he does.
For all our listeners out there, Rich brings, you know, a lot of talent through his show. You know what
he
I'm
really
saying?
Do.
And we do have the Unsigned Artist Radio on Mondays. You get your stuff together, radio edited, you know, radio ready. You know, and get at us. Get at GQ Palace Radio.
Right.
So, you know.
But the phone lines are flooded. The number to call is 646-200-3838. But you have to press the 1 in order to get on the air and get in on the topic with us, Divas. So
absolutely. You go ahead and kick it with us.
Right. Because we always go with
Oh, we still got to get that karaoke night popping one night, ladies. We still got to get that karaoke popping.
Yes, we do.
Y'all know, I just love to sing. That's what it is. I'm trying to get everybody on my line.
We definitely going to do something with the karaoke.
You know, the holidays are coming up and all of that stuff. You know, Christmas time and, you know, Thanksgiving and all that stuff. We'll pick a night and see who can come up singing the best Christmas.
Well, you know what? Y'all will be singing by y'allself because I'll just sit back and relax on that one.
Listen, a karaoke doesn't mean you out there trying to get a record deal. We just like, you know.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to embarrass myself from the gate.
Listen, I can't sing, but that don't stop me.
Listen, I'm gonna have to be like, I'm gonna have to do the harmonizer for y'all.
Okay.
Whatever
okay.
Y'all sing, I just harmonize in the back.
Harmonize it.
Yeah, I would need that extra back, that kickback. I'm not going to even go there. But Like you say, that would be cool, though.
Oh, yeah.
And just try to get some more people to come on and sing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I love karaoke because I be there cracking up at people. Some people say that they going to do it, you know, and they get up there, and I mean, when I say they laugh, they laugh.
Listen, I'm telling you, we do that on the weekend. We they have it Friday and Saturday nights at the spot we go to and do it. And all you hear is Angie up next. Up next,
but
we have Angie.
It's even funnier when somebody have had a few drinks too many.
Oh, please. You read the words wrong and everything? Come on now.
They be up there bouncing and rocking and doing this and doing that.
Listen.
But it's been so long since I've been to karaoke, you know, because I don't really go out. And
right.
I definitely haven't been going out lately, you know. But it's fun, though. It's fun.
It is fun.
You know. But back to our topic, Steve. I don't know. You know, these are two great topics.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's topics that make you really just go in and, like, you have to, like, put some thought with them.
You really
Definitely.
Do. You really need to sit back and think because, you know, in the heat of the moment, whether it's the heat of passion or the moment of anger or stuff, you don't think rationally. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to stuff like that, especially with the toxic relationships,
you're
running off true emotion, which is and 9 out of 10 times would be anger. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Because you know,
at that moment you so ticked off, you know,
you're
like,
mad.
You
exactly.
Just want about your life.
You mad at him or her or whatever the situation is, and you're not thinking rationally. Which
you're
you
not
should have thought about it a long time ago when all the lights was flashing. Like, oh my God,
right,
you're giving me
right,
all kinds
right.
of signs,
but you just
saying that this is not right for me, and I'm not taking heed. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And like I said, you got to start checking yourself.
Yeah,
but you start
know the
checking yourself.
Thing,
like, really?
Because. You know, like, when something drastic has really happened, you don't say anything. It seems like the little smallest things is what really tick you off. And that's when you really get ticked off and angered, you know, and you go in. You know, like, well, I'm done. Okay, but why wasn't you done when they did something even worse?
Right, right.
You know? And like you say, Your mind is telling you one thing, but your heart is saying
right.
something else.
That's always a major battle, getting your head and your heart in sync. That's
right.
a major battle.
Right.
Because your head deals with the flesh and your heart deals with the spirit.
Yeah.
So, and you already know how that works.
Yeah.
For anybody that's a spiritual person knows how that works. This the flesh always fights against the spirit. You know what
it's
I'm saying?
It's like the devil fighting against you know you fighting the devil against
Absolutely.
Against God.
Absolutely.
You know I ain't letting the devil win. You know.
Funny.
So, but at the same time, which one do you choose?
Yeah.
Your heart or your mind?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. But again, you got to see what's best for you. You know,
yeah.
like
yeah.
just like they said, just because two people love each other doesn't mean they belong together.
That's true.
I love you, but I'm gonna have to love you from a distance because with us together, it doesn't work. That's like my past relationship. Like, you know, 21 years is a long time. It's a very very long time to be with a person and to end up not together. Simply because we were always doing things the wrong way. We was together. We was arguing. We would argue before and after church. Right? Come on, really?
Yeah.
That means something has to change.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I think we get along better now that we're not together.
And you know, that's the way it was with
apart.
My marriage.
Yeah.
That's the way it was with my marriage. I was with him off and on for about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we got married, things went downhill.
It spiraled, ain't it?
You know, I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe we should have never got married. You know, because we both, you know, I was young and he was sort of kind of young, you know. And
she said sort of kind of young. What is sort of kind of young?
Sort of kind of. He was 6 years older than me, but at the time, I was like, what, 26, 27?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we were high school sweethearts. But as soon as we got married, and when I say everything hit the fan, the cheating started. I mean, it was like, well, I'm going to do this in front of you. Oh, no, not because you got papers.
Oh, he said.
Because, you know, it was like, okay, you do something, I'm going to do it to prove that I can do it better. So
right, it becomes a tit for tat.
It came real, and it got worse.
Yeah, it becomes a tit for tat type thing.
Right.
Like, oh, if you could do it, I could do it too. Let me tell you something. My ex told me that. He was like, you can't do what a man could do. A man could have two families. You know what I'm saying? He could have kids by multiple people. And I said, you know what? What you sound like saying that? Do you know what you sound like saying that?
Right. Right.
I won't want that. That's too much headache. I have enough headache with trying to deal with one. Why would you try to pacify two? Really?
Thank you.
That's why you might love two people, but being in love with two people, I don't think is possible. So, take that and run with it. You could take that however you want it. You have some people that are a little naive that will fall for some nonsense like that. They comfortable with being a side chick or whatever, but that's not it. That's not the standard. Sorry.
If I can't be number one, I ain't going to be number two.
Right. I remember being caught up in a relationship, being young and so in love and knowing that he was cheating but was willing to be with him at any cost. Oh, I don't care if you got somebody else.
Exactly. That's because we be hypnotized by that thing that's swinging between his legs. We be hypnotized by that thing. That ain't no joke.
Right. Meanwhile, I had not realized yet that I had something that was hypnotizing. No.
Exactly. Exactly. And see, this is where we women fail because we just don't know. Ours is maybe 10 times more powerful than his.
You don't know.
Our
purpose is not
to
lead life with it. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
We don't really lead out. Some women do now. I'm not saying everybody not off the hook. But we don't lead our life with that. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's a money maker. Come on now.
And you know, you sometimes just have to, like you say, sit back and weigh the pros and the cons.
Hmm.
Yeah. You know, is this even better, or is it going to get better, or is it going to continue to be the same? You know, I'm going to tell you these sweet nothings. Guess what, baby? You don't ever have to worry about me doing XYZ again. You know, and as soon as you get comfortable again, bam.
You know what? People might think this is a little corny, but watching that Why Did I Get Married, Tyler Perry, that's, a lot of people don't like him because he's exposed a lot of things that people were doing. And, you know, negativity doesn't like to be exposed. So, you know, when that segment where Janet Jackson told him to write that list of the good and the bad, that really, really works. I've done it. It worked. It worked for me.
What have you done? I missed it, lady.
On Why Did I Get Married, Tyler Perry's movie, where he that segment where Janet Jackson told the other two ladies to write a list. On one side, list all the good, and the other side, list all the bad.
Oh, yeah.
And if the good outweighs the bad, then you fight for it. But if the bad outweighs the good, and if it ain't no good for you, then hey. And you let it go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
it does. It helps. It definitely helps if you both do it and you both, you know, you communicate together and go through that list together.
Yeah.
Anyway, Diva, we do have our first caller of the night. This name may sound familiar to some of you. It's one of our new hosts. We will let her explain who she is. Deanne Lane.
Okay,
Angie, hello, Miss Rachel.
Hey, Deanne. Hi,
Miss Deanne.
Hey, well, listen, hi, ladies, but guess who I'm looking for tonight?
Who are you looking looking for you.
Looking for Miss T. She know I'm looking for her. She know why.
You hunted down. She done hunted you down, T. Wow.
T, I'm
right here.
Listen.
I'm right here, sweetie.
Listen, Miss T.
Well, I'm listening to Eva's
you
squad.
Know who, you know who's looking for you on Facebook,
first,
right?
First off, Deanne, let the listeners and callers know who you are.
Well, first of all, my name is Deanne Lane. I'm the host of Love, Life, and Loyalty. Monday nights from 9 to 11. And we need you guys to come on and listen and chime in whenever possible because my first night on the air, OMG. I think most of you know I got myself a wild man.
Ah,
and
I
Miss T.
They were archives, boy.
Listen, Miss T.
Yes.
You put your hooks into a man who is hunting you down relentlessly. You hear me? Now, he's on Facebook. He called me today because we couldn't put him on this week because we had Veterans Day. We thought
right.
It was inappropriate, but he said, listen, I got to find that Miss T. She pissed me off.
Ah.
I said, okay. I said, what are you going to do with Miss T? He said, I need to set her straight. She has to understand she's part of the risk.
Listen, tell him to get on the Diva Squad. Call that 646-238-3838 right now. And he can find Chief for another hour and a half.
You know what? As soon as I can, I definitely will. Because, Miss T, let me say something to you. You struck a nerve. Now, I have readers out there who read what I write, but you have left an impression on my young ladies who loved how you came in and just rip one in such a ladylike way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You have left an impression upon my young readers.
Appreciate it.
Nice.
Okay?
Nice, D.
Wow.
Okay, and I'm going to say this to you. The Mr. Out of the Box, I always tell people there's a Mr. Out of the Box, something you cannot return once you crack it open.
Yes.
Okay, now.
Okay, now that Mastel, I don't know what you said to him, but I know one thing. Girl, when a man is on Facebook looking for a woman like you, honey, you got something he want because, honey, he ain't never found it until he met you.
Okay, now.
Okay, now. I'm going to actually text him and tell him to call you guys, but I will say this. Miss T, I'm inviting you back to please join me. Join me, please, from 9 to 10, Monday night. You and Master, a whole hour. We're going to talk
wow.
about it.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it because he seems to think, honey, he got you. He going to try to shut you down. I said, I don't think you will, darling. Don't do
never
that.
That. Never that.
Okay.
Like I said, if he's listening, tell him to call in and
I will.
Talk to T and let him know T do have backup. So he
ladies, I will. Listen.
He better know it.
Listen, Rachel.
Yes, yes.
Y'all have got to show up to this showdown because
oh, they
I'm
trusting my divas
I'll
will back
be
up.
There. Please be there because I'm gonna actually get a hold of him tonight. I don't know where he is and say, listen, they're on. You want your feelings hurt? Call tonight, brother. Call tonight.
Yeah, call in, and we tell him we got him covered. Don't worry about it.
Listen.
I want to hear your feedback on our topics tonight.
Well, your topics, ladies, let me tell you something. This two families, think they have two families. What are these men thinking? I'm not listening. Go ahead.
The topic is, the first topic, in dating, what would you sacrifice for a new mate?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing, because I'm sacrificing the fact that I'm with you. That's enough.
Whoa, I like that.
I'm done. Okay. Because you know what? I'll come to the... Go ahead.
Our second topic, when in a relationship, how do you shake a toxic lover?
How do you shake him? Get a restraining order. Tell him that he's inadequate. Tell him to, listen, if you don't leave me alone, we'll get a can of mace. And if not, you know what? Worst comes to worst. Put his face on the front page of the newspaper. Stalker.
Oh! Stalker. I love it. Come on, Brad.
That's some exposure for you.
There you go. Leave me alone. I'm done. You know? Listen, you ask
yeah,
me,
but
I'll
you
tell
me.
You say Mr. Manziel, whatever.
No, it's
Man wannabe Zell.
Listen, he's going to tell you,
I
Mr.
am
Man.
Ready for him.
Say that again.
Tell him I am so ready for him.
I know you are, girl. That's why I had to call you tonight. I had to let you ladies know what was going on. Miss T, girl, you had me stressed out just last week. This man called me, emailed me. I mean, I'm like, really, dude? Come on. One woman shut you down. One woman.
Like I said, he only got a third of the package. It's more where that came from.
I know.
I listened to the archives of that show, but I missed the calling. But I went and listened to the archives of the show. You talk about I was cracking up.
Hey, listen, you gonna
at
crack
the same time, and like, oh, he didn't really? Are you serious?
Yes. He's that girl. Listen, he is so serious that Miss T, when you came on the air, you know he got. Listen, he said nothing.
Right, because Counselor Mario was like, wow, you ain't been this quiet the whole night.
Exactly. Before you showed up, he was going.
Yes.
You showed up, you shut him down. But I love it. I just know one thing. I'm going to find him tonight and tell him to give you guys a call. But Yes. And more importantly, Monday night, I want Miss T in the Diva Squad.
I
listen,
would
ladies,
be there.
You
we
have got
be
to be
building.
Here. Yes,
I called in Monday, and I was in queue, but I was at a game. I was at my son's game, so I could. It was too loud in there. I couldn't
I
get
have
on.
Yet to call
on
in Monday. I am calling in Monday, ladies.
But listen, Miss T, it's only you and Mr. Mario. That's all I can tell you. It's going to be an open forum between the two of you. We're going to, you and Mr. Mastel should say, Mr. Mario and I, we're going to moderate or try to hold it down. I just don't want you to come through the phone and grab him by his neck. That's my concern. Because, honey, some of the emails I got back, I was saying to myself, OMG, this man was stirred up a pot. And I was listening to you guys like, you know, this guy really thinks he's hot stuff. And I'm like,
exactly. He thinks he's God's gift to women.
That's just the male ego. That's how the male ego works. We know how that is. You know, he put himself on his pedestal. But again, you could tell us anything until we actually see what you're about.
Thank you.
All you're doing is talking. So you, all right, you might have been with a million women, but what type of women are they? You understand what I'm saying?
Hello.
Don't act like you was messing with some Michelle Obamas and all of that. Come on now, let's really call a spade a spade.
I need to friend him definitely because I need to see what he even got on his page so I can bring him down a little bit lower.
Bring him down a peg or two.
Listen, a whole hour with him. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna have to even get my little sauce. I will be there.
Please be there. I'm gonna be looking for you because we actually shaved off an hour of our show just for the two of you because he's just been so relentless. When he said he was taken to Facebook to chase you down. I said, okay, Houston, we have a problem. We have a problem. He hasn't slept since he met Miss T online. He hasn't slept.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So, ladies, you have got to be you got to be in the building that night. You have to come up in here on Monday night. You're going to have to shut it. We have to run a little bit over. Q Powell's going to have to give us an extra 30 minutes on top of the hour we have. I think we're going to go until 11:30 hour on this one.
Yes,
probably.
So, I pray for him. I pray for his soul. Cause I know Miss T, you left him. You shook him. You shook him. And I thank you so much.
Listen, so, that's how the bluff is do. Tell them, T. Listen,
I
want to bring the claws,
and
we can bring the claws out on you now. Don't make us.
Cougar will hurt you.
Oh, my God.
I told him I had a 23-year-old daughter that would take him down.
Oh, well, listen, believe it or not, he was talking about you and your daughter. I said, don't do that. Don't talk about her daughter. I said, listen, she's going to come by herself. She said, no, she needs a backup, her daughter. I said, don't do
no,
that.
No, I don't need no backup. I don't need any backup.
I know you
and
don't.
My Diva Squad going to be there. That's Praise the Lord will be in the building.
In the building.
Girl, please
in
come.
The building.
Mr.
And tell him he better come with his ducks in order.
Yeah, well, listen, let me put it like this. It's going to be a whole lot going on that night, and don't be surprised if somebody he know might call in, because the way things are going, he's got a lot of hate mail coming to my email.
Well, see, that's how he presented himself. So he got to be ready for that. That's why I say he better come with his ducks in order. This is how you presented yourself, homie. What did he call him? What's his name? Mastro?
No, Mastel. The Mastel.
Mastel. Okay.
The Mastel.
Okay.
Which means, according to him, it means the master.
Oh. Yeah, okay, master.
Yeah, well, he said one of his friends gave him that name or something. I heard a little bits and pieces.
Probably, he probably said a woman gave it to him, but she not know.
No, you didn't.
I told Deanna to ask him when was the last time he went and had an STD check.
And he didn't give an answer. He didn't give an answer. So
he
I
sure didn't.
No, he didn't. He got quiet. And
oh, my.
I can only assume probably never.
Probably.
Never.
Wait a minute. You say is he your friend on your page?
And now he is, but I had no idea what I was getting myself into. So I don't want to be rude and defend him. Again, when I pre-interviewed him before the show, I'm like a writer, very nice, very kind to women, offering your advice and your love of women to make sure that they're safe and they're taken care of by men. But yet, you're the one that's pouncing on them, taking advantage of all the weak, lonely women.
Wow.
Exactly.
Well, again, we'll meet up with him on Monday.
Yes, I just text him to let him know to call you guys, and I pray for his soul if he does. He'd be a fool.
Oh, yeah.
But
he's going to get it. Hey, just let him know that we don't tolerate no cursing and none of that.
I got you. I told him. I said, listen, we're going to be nice. I told him, I said, listen, after you've been called the Grinch, there's no Lord and you can go. Because, you know, he considers himself Santa Claus. You know how I go.
Yeah, right.
Miss T?
He gonna be a frog man when I finish with him.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I said to him, please don't let these ladies hurt you. They're going to hurt his feelings, but it's okay. But ladies, listen.
That's what he needs.
I know. You're the one for him, believe it or not. He found his match. And, honey, I don't think he expected you. I don't think so.
No.
I know. All I can say is Mr. Mario and I, we're just stepping back from this saying, listen, they deserve to finish up because they didn't have a chance. It's only right. We try to make peace in the universe. But if he wants to continue to be the man, not in his house.
Not in GQ Palace he won't be.
I know. He came to the wrong palace, right? Made the wrong
turn. Honey.
Yeah.
That's one of them. That's what I'm going to tell you. You are a toxic lover.
I know he is.
Again, all right. Again, folks, we are on with the Diva Squad, 646-200-3838. Press that 1. Get in on the topics with us tonight. We have one of our fellow hosts on here from another show, Ms. Deanne Lane. Welcome her to the GQ Palace family. You know, she's on Monday nights at 9 o'clock, 9 to 11. You can catch her. Same number, 646-200-3838.
Yes, thank you, ladies. Thank you. Listen, y'all ladies going to handle your business. I'm going to find Mr. Mastel. Have to find you guys. That's my mission right now.
Okay.
All right. Good night, ladies, and God bless.
Good night.
You're the bomb. You're the bomb. Good night.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
wow.
Right now.
You know, again, we know how the male ego works. You understand what I'm saying? Women sometimes ego trip too, but you know our testosterone. We don't have testosterone in us, so you know we deal with estrogen, which helps us deal with it more of emotion than anything. So that's
exactly
what separates the two.
That
extra chromosome, whatever, it separates the two. Which
and that's why I say you know you have to sit back and weigh the pros and cons, like
right.
You know. This is not good, you know. this may be good to me, but it don't mean it's good for me.
Absolutely
right.
Not.
Because
right.
everything that shine is not gold.
That's what that old wise woman told me.
Yeah. And bloodlines, and bloodlines. Speaking of bloodlines,
you better know it.
Let's go to a song by Robin Thicke. Hold the lines, don't hang up. We're going to go to a song, Robin Thicke, Bloodlines.
All right.
Bloodlines.
Everybody get up.
Robin Thicke.
As tired as you are of hearing that song, you still can't help but to start partying when you hear it.
Singing
in there all night, bouncing. Pharrell did an awesome job with that song.
I was sitting here in my chair like, ow.
He did the damn thing with that song.
Yes, he did. And you know, they actually got a hustle, the line dance to it now.
Yeah, they got all kind of line dances.
Oh, good. Well, every song that come out, they want to make a line dance to it.
And you know it. If you want to exercise, ladies, if you're looking for an exercise regimen, just do a line dance.
Exactly.
Exactly.
They sure need to teach me a dance because I was standing in the mirror doing
the
Running Man, and that's a fast
speech.
Oh, my
God. You said the Running Man, O-M-G.
I'm out of breath. You hear me?
You said the Running Man. Oh, my God.
My sister was looking at me like I was crazy. Listen, we have, you listen to this, Divas. We have two callers. I'm going to bring Tia on first. And before we even ask her any questions, then we're going to bring on our next caller.
Okay.
Kia, are you there?
I'm sorry, wait a minute, I'm sorry. Hold on 1 minute.
Hi, Kia.
Okay.
Hey, Kia.
All right.
Hey,
I'm sorry. Sorry, y'all know how Kia is. She's always want to go talk about, hold on 1 minute already.
No, I had to work because I'm just getting in from the city and I'm not trying to go home. I was in service, so at the park somewhere.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to introduce our next caller. Are you Divas ready? Mr. Mastel, are you there?
Uh-oh! Cat!
Hello, Mastel.
Mastel?
Yeah,
I'm here.
All right.
Okay, welcome to the Diva Squad.
How you doing, Diva Squad?
All right.
We're doing good.
Doing wonderful. Right. Heard a lot about you in 10 minutes.
Yeah, you heard a lot about me in a few minutes, huh?
Now, okay, you first off, did you tell us, Kia, did you hear the topic?
No, I didn't.
Okay, the first topic is, in dating, what would you sacrifice for a new mate? Kia, are you there?
Yeah. I'm trying to think what would I have to sacrifice.
Okay. Would you sacrifice scheduling? Would you sacrifice friendship? Would you sacrifice stuff like that?
Sacrificing
money,
nothing,
whatever.
No, I wouldn't sacrifice nothing.
Okay.
That's fair.
Okay. The second topic, when in a relationship, how do you shake a toxic lover?
A toxic? How do I shake? How do I shake a toxic lover?
Yeah. Somebody that's detrimental to your health.
How do I shake?
Shake it.
Oh, how do I shake?
Like, get rid of him. How do you get rid of him?
Yeah, I'm
a... They definitely got to be serious if Kia got to think about the answer. We know
I'm
Kia,
serious, y'all.
Kia be having that answer. You okay? No.
I'm not doing that nonsense. I can't imagine people that gotta go through that, try to, you know, shake somebody or no. I'm not going through that. Oh no.
Mm-mm.
I don't even know how to.
I know that's right.
Oh,
zero tolerance.
I
zero tolerance.
What was some of the answers? What did somebody say that they would do?
What, shaking a toxic lover?
Yeah, what were some of the answers?
A couple of people said, one person said, get a restraining order.
Oh, God, please.
Put him on the front page as a stalker.
You got to do some self-examination. Like, listen, I can't put up with this anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I now have to readjust my schedule. So... things that I do, you got to keep yourself busy. But like now, I have to get them out my head. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I got to shake this now. You know what I'm saying? You control your loins.
You gotta pray because there's no
control
way.
Control the loins.
Oh God, that's a lot of headache. Oh, that's a lot of
headache. Yes. But Mr. Mansell,
who would want to go through that headache? That's headache.
Yeah. What's up?
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay. You want to answer those topics?
Well, I want to deal with that second one about how to shift a toxic relationship.
Okay.
First and foremost, before you even get close to the toxic relationship, you need to analyze what's going on, because motives can be seen, as I stated a long time ago, a mile in advance. You can see somebody's motives already. You need to start learning their ways. And when you start seeing their behavior, you kind of back yourself away. Now, if they don't live with you or reside with you, that's very easy to do, because you can stop receiving their calls. You can, just kind of branch them off like that. And another way to shake it, if you got some brothers that, that will take care of business for you, you just let them know. You don't want to call old dog. The old dog going to back you off.
Oh, my. that's really when it's got bad, when you got to involve somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why you don't let it get to that point.
That's true. That's true,
yeah.
Too. But at the same time, like we were saying earlier, when you got your mind and your heart fighting against, especially if it's been for a while that you've been in a relationship, what do you do then?
Well, when you've been a long time in a relationship, and obviously you're probably going to be residing together, then therefore you're gonna need to, like Tyler Perry said, start building you a nest, but little bit by little bit, somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And in other words,
okay.
You go ahead and get yourself strapped up enough with cash to where you can go ahead on and be a little more independent, get you a better job. I mean, a friend of mine just went through this down in Florida, and she had to take their son, and she had to move out. And she got herself strapped up with cash enough to pay for daycare. She moved in with her mother and had a new job, better paying job. She got better, and she did it on her own, had her own car and everything, and she moved on her own. But if he was a bullying type guy, an abusive or physical violent type guy, then there's when restraining and old dog don't come into play. But for the most part, you let him know, hey, I'm not happy with this, and it's time for me to move on. Me personally,
right.
I don't even let it get nowhere near me. If I see that
yeah.
a female has some crazy ways going on, I have to tell her she got to kick rocks. She got to see the situation that's been.
But you already said
right.
who the restraining order. You don't even need to go to restraining order. You already said this restraining order is your brothers. That's the restraining order.
Okay.
That would be the restraining order. Your family members are the restraining order. You beat
right.
the crap out of him.
Yeah,
that's the restraining order.
It's only a piece of paper. Sometimes
that's right. Only a piece of paper.
It don't stop nobody from doing anything.
That's the restraining order.
Right. Because at the end of the day, that piece of paper doesn't mean
nothing.
To some of them, men or women, it doesn't mean anything to them.
Yeah, that paperwork sometimes don't mean anything because they'll still come right back and knock at your door.
They'll still come. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
That's why
you
got your own restraining order.
And sometimes you don't want to get your family involved, because what if those two people get back together? Then, you got a situation right there.
Well, he'll be in recovery for 6 months from after getting that whipping, that beat down, so he probably won't even be thinking nothing with a broken bruise. If they give him a right restraining order, he won't be thinking about nothing. He'll be thinking about healing.
that's why you got to, like you said, you got to look at yourself first.
Absolutely.
Got to check yourself. You got to know what you want, know what you'll stand for. And if this person, like I said, the lights has been flashing, but you have this hope that things will change. You know what I'm saying? You have this extra sense is hoping that things are changing. It makes you stick around. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, well, maybe this, you got the one mistake, you did this. But when you got you could take a million different mistakes, but when you got one person that's making the same mistakes a million times, that's when it's idiocy.
I have a quick question. My cousin said she was telling about her friend dating this guy, and she happened to see some, not being nosy, but some pills. Like, you know, he's taking some medicine. She was like, should she ask him what's taking him? She's not going to ask him. It's going to be like depression. So I was sitting like, wow. So you're not looking to be nosy, but, like, you know, you saw the medicine there, you know.
Yeah, you want to be aware. Right.
You want to be aware what medicine, what's he taking this medicine for.
Well,
exactly.
Before we get to him and all the other people, you got to look at yourself. What type of standards are you setting for yourself? If you got standards already in place, and I think me and somebody, if I'm correct on the line here, we had some words last week about standards. So when we talk about some standards.
Yeah, we heard about that. We heard a little something
about
that.
If you don't have the proper standards in place, then you are not going to be able to handle the situation properly and accordingly. Because, see, I got standards. And if she can't weigh into my standards, then I got to snap my finger twice, and then, it's temps out.
I've heard those words before from a snake I was dating. I got standards.
Well, the snake might have had standards, but what did the other snake have? Did the other snake have standards at all?
Take one to know one, right?
Exactly.
them snakes can be deadly, Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, snakes are... that was the first thing that was cursed. It was the snake.
And exactly. And who did the snake entice? The woman.
The woman. You know why? Because the man that had the actual order, and which was really the woman's protection, left her. So he left her in a very vulnerable state.
Not at all. See, the thing is, a woman is built on emotion when a man built on logic. The person could not come to the man because he's going to logically make him retreat back. He's going to have to come with reinforcements. So the best way to get to that man is through that woman. And in most cases, you can see that's how it is. They're going to get to that woman first because a woman is emotional. She'll feel sorry, so sorry enough for a situation that she's going to humble down in most cases and be sensitive and be like, oh. Whereas the man, logically, you can't explain to me why are you trying to get me to do something? Why you won't? If I can't put logic behind it, then it's not going to go. It's a no-go.
So this is where the logic is supposed to show up.
That's where the logic is supposed to show. We all are built with logic. We all are built with emotion. But women, they tend to kind of cater to the emotional side, where men are going to cater to the logic side. Now, you got some men that they get it twisted. They don't know who they are. And some women, everybody don't know their place. You know, that's part of the reason why I put together a book called The Definition Of, to kind of define what a man is and what a woman is and what all the other kind of animals.
You sound like an old woman.
How can you say you know what a woman is when you're not a woman?
It's not saying I'm trying to say I know what a woman is, but I'm just saying I'm...
What book is this? What book
are
you talking about?
You got the right one talking about a book.
I'm an author. I have two books published out through Author House. That's my label. All you got to do is go on Google and type in sex play with two X's and two Y's.
Wait.
All of my material.
Sex play?
Two X's and two Y's?
Right. It's called sex play.
Okay. And what's the book entitle? What is the book entitle?
It entitles different little passion, romance, and drama settings and short stories. It's entertainment, but it has some lessons in there.
That's your first book. It's about short stories.
Yeah. No, it's not about my story.
No, I'm saying it's short stories. You're saying it's short stories in the book?
Right.
Okay, each chapter has short stories. So what's the second book entail, title?
It's entitled The Definition of Relationships. And it comes out middle of next year.
It's not out yet. Okay.
Yeah, it's not out yet. A lot of people starving for it. But when I say defining a man, defining a woman, you know, it don't take me having to be a woman to know what a woman should be. If you had a good example of what a woman, because they have had plenty of good women over the years that have shown up and shown examples of how to be a woman. A lot of this generation now, they don't know how to be whatever it is. A man thinks he has to be this image that he sees probably found on television or sees in the hood. But you don't have to be that. So I'm going to define with a man. The same thing with a woman. A woman, she thinks that she's supposed to be this and this, and she's going to define herself as this, when really she's the definition of what she is. More
in your opinion, right? We got to investigate this. Exactly.
I got to read this book. Is somebody writing this book down?
Yes, I'm taking notes. We got to investigate.
Make sure you put the name of the book down, and you know, I got to read this book. Amazon have it?
Go to Amazon. You can download it on your cell phone, your tablet. You can download it anywhere. It's Google, Play Store, books and all that. So, yeah, it's amazing.
And what's the full name? Rachel, are you writing that down?
Is entitled Sex Play, right?
Yeah, the current one is called Sex Play.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's one word, Sex Play, with two X's and two Y's. They give you some previews on Amazon. They give you some previews on Google Play Store. Whatever venue, Barnes & Noble, that you like to acquire it, it's there. It's a little readable if you download it, though. You know?
Okay. Well, I'm going to look. As soon as I hang up, I'm going to look.
There you go. Kia is definitely into her book.
I'm gonna find out this book. I'm an Amazon Prime member. I'm gonna see what Amazon says about this book.
They got photographs in there too. So.
So you on Goodreads too? Are you on Goodreads?
That's a Goodreads, actually. If I don't want to go too far. But I'll just give it to you brief. It's a story in this titled About the Baby. It's one of my theme stories. And About the Baby, it deals with a married couple that tries to swing a lifestyle out. The wife winds up with twins. And when the twins are born, they have two different DNAs. And neither the husband or the guy in the swinger situation.
Oh, don't tell the whole story. Okay,
that's
wow.
That's where I stop. Yeah, that's where I stop.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm.
We actually have a show that you can go on and talk about your book, too.
Oh, really?
Yes,
really.
Because tonight is not
tonight. Yeah, you should do it. That would give me time to read your book, digest your book.
All right.
Yeah, but honestly, we do have a show that you can link up with.
Okay.
You know, I will give you some info, or you can ask Deanne. You know, maybe they can have you on the show.
Okay. Now, I would like to speak with you and let you know that we still need to finish where we started.
We will on Monday. Tonight is not tonight.
I sure hope that you're ready. Mr. Mastel, that's where a good bit of my clients are, a lot of my supporters and fans and whatnot are on that page. I'm also connected with Facebook as well. You go under and look for Maxdell Jacole on my Facebook
spell
page.
Spell that for us. Maxdell
Jacole. M-A-S-T-E-L J-I-K-O-L-E.
Okay.
But anywho, Ms. Maxdell, what would you sacrifice for a new mate?
Sacrifice what now?
A new mate.
One thing I know I always will sacrifice is my entire 100% trust, because, you know, I don't like a detective, okay? So I'll sacrifice my trust, and the first time that I see that you don't have confidence in yourself and then you're doubting me as well, we're going to have to think about some things. So I would sacrifice my trust, and if I'm really into you, you may get the keys to my mansion.
What? Say that again.
I said I would sacrifice my trust, and depends on how into you I am and how many, you know, weeks we've been kind of dealing with one another. I may even give you a key to the place.
In a couple of weeks?
Now, I don't know about a couple of weeks.
Oh, so that's what you said.
4 or 5, we got to wait a little longer than that.
Okay.
All right. I can't wait to read this book.
Oh yeah, sex play got it. I'm telling you that.
Oh, I can't wait to read this book.
Yeah, I may have to read it too. I'm gonna read it
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
I'll
read it so we can digest it.
I'm gonna read it too. And I have to read it first before I even comment on anything.
It's gonna be while I'm tearing the pages, like tearing the pages, flipping the pages, and read that book for 2 hours.
Might need some towels, man. I'm gonna tell you, because it's a story that called Flood Damage.
And I'm gonna look on Goodreads. I'm gonna look on Goodreads because I'm a big Goodreads and a big Amazon, so I'll be up there.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah.
Wow. With that said, do we have time for Diva Mail? Do we have time for Diva?
Yeah. Yes.
We do.
Where is my introduction? Does somebody give me a drum roll?
That's okay.
Drop a bomb on her.
Dropping bombs up in the street.
Whoa. Diva Mail time. This is a segment, a new segment we have.
Yes.
And with that being said, our Diva Rachel will bring us the Diva Mail for today.
We have entered the portion of our show where we put a little twist on things. All feedback, if anybody's riding with their windows down, close your windows, listen close. We have Diva Mail. This is coming from a male. I am in a love triangle. I'm torn between two women, and I'm willing to almost sacrifice one for the other. The new lady wants me to leave my woman, but I'm not yet in love with her. I was going to maybe ask one of them for some time off or something. I'm lost. Please help. Wow.
Did you say he was going to ask her for some girlfriends?
Yes, ask the new lady for some time off. I mean, for the old, his older lady, the one that he's living with now, for some time off.
Well, she should give him the pink slip then. So if he gets the time off, give him the pink slip.
Exactly. Walking papers.
Pink slip. He should have a pink slip soon as he gets back all his stuff outside with the pink slip.
Now, he would get time off. It'd be the time off and out.
That's the pink slip. Right, everything else. You have time off.
Wow. But you know what? You have some women that are desperate. Be like, you know what? Go, you know, go ahead, do what you do, or whatever. And if he's toxic to her, she'll take him back.
Wow.
Yeah, we were talking about that toxicity earlier.
Exactly.
right there. That could be that moment right there that he's that toxic to her, to where she'll accept that. You understand what I'm saying? She'll accept that. She'll be like, all right, you go ahead and do whatever it is you do, or whatever. She'll act like the situation ain't over, but then he'll be like, you know what? That didn't work out. I'll take you back. Okay.
Steve probably had this kind of like on his topic maybe like a week, 2 weeks ago, talking about the same guy, but he was trying to use his bipolar, like he did, you know, he's had bipolar, and he was saying the same thing about her, about, you know, maybe he should like get it out of his system. I'm listening to her letter, a strawberry letter, like, is she crazy that she wrote that letter, the strawberry letter?
He's
trying to use bipolar as his disease, and he should get it out of his system.
Yeah. Like, well, if you're bipolar, it ain't getting out of your system. That's going to always be that way.
How we know he has bipolar? So now everybody's going to come up with bipolar. Bipolar? Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Everybody looks for an excuse.
Okay,
well, see,
yeah.
If y'all let me say something, I got to say this. That goes back to the origin. See, I'm a male myself, straight male at that, alpha male big time. It's like this. How did he get in that situation from the beginning? Is where you got to start at. Number one. Number two, if it was because of neglect from the first woman, and that's what pushed him that, because in my writer's eye, I have two reasons why us men cheat on you women. Number one is because of neglect. It's just like my first book, Straight On. I have a story I wrote called Straight On. And the stray dog went astray because the owner stopped taking interest inside of the dog. So the dog went to other houses and everything to get food. So, bottom line, that's neglect. The second reason is out of spite. Now, if he's just doing this out of spite, just because he can and just because she was fine and it's what he wanted to collect, then,
greed and ego.
Right. He's going to need to check himself. He's going to need to check himself. And the third reason, I say it too, but it's really three. One is for revenge. It's kind of goes back to the first thing, you know. So, if he's doing this, like I said, you got to go back to the origin of how he wound up with this chick.
With this other chick.
Hold on
one sec. We're going to bring on another caller. Dave, are you there? Dave, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm okay. I think my reception is a little bad. I don't know. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I tuned in a little late tonight, so if you can just go ahead and tell me what the topic is and what you guys are talking about now.
Our first topic was, in dating, what would you sacrifice for a new mate?
Okay, well, based on my past experience, I don't think I'm going to be doing too much sacrificing on a new mate because for some reason it seems as though everything ends up the same way anyway. So the only thing I might sacrifice maybe is a Happy Meal or something like that. That's about it.
Oh!
He said a Happy
Meal. You're going to sacrifice that little $3.99.
Yeah. And I think they went up in price too, so I might have to hold off till they go back down. Give
Ooh,
me a coupon
baby, go
or
to the dollar menu.
Oh, he did not. Oh my gosh.
And our second topic, when in a relationship, how do you shake a toxic lover?
How do you shake?
Shake somebody that's toxic to you. Yeah.
Oh, man. I got a good friend that's an undertaker, and I got another one that's a preacher. So maybe I can get them both together and just take care of that situation once you know.
He talking about homicide.
He talking about for life.
He talking about homicide. He talking about shaking them for real.
Why are they laying down in the street in a chalk line? I don't know nothing about that. You know what
I mean? I ain't seen nothing, don't know nothing.
Exactly.
I don't blame you, Dave.
Yeah.
But you know what the sad truth is in today's society is that that's usually how it's going to end up, because a lot of people don't want to take no for an answer. And I heard, I think I heard the end conversation, the brother when you were saying revenge and everything else. Some people not going to give up.
Yeah, some
that's
people
true.
Don't.
That's
see?
True.
So now you got to go through your life looking over your shoulder because you have someone that is just possessed. That's why I say hell has no fury like a woman scorned. So now you got to just go through your whole life looking over your shoulder like, I'm going to work. You're looking in your rearview mirror. You're looking under the car. You don't want to turn the key because it might explode. You know, this is, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like this James Bond movie, you know. So, yeah, that's the only way sometimes, unless you just move out of state completely and hide their passport.
Right.
It's crazy.
Go through all that.
Yeah.
Go through all that stress.
Exactly.
And Rachel had some diva mail that you might want to get into.
Yes. This is coming from a male. I am in a love triangle. I am torn between two women. I am willing to almost sacrifice one for the other. The new lady wants me to leave my woman, but I'm not yet in love with her. I was going to maybe ask my woman for some time off. Please help. I'm lost.
Well, here's what. He's going to make a big mistake if he leaves the first one for the second, and I'll tell you why. Because the only reason he's involved with the second one is because she don't have a full-time commitment. Once she leaves the first one for the second and she has a full-time commitment, she's going to get tired of him because she don't want a full-time lover. She want a part-time lover. You know why? Because she don't want to take out Obamacare and have to take care of him. You see how that works?
And not only that, she's willing to bring unhappiness to somebody else, so she thinks that's going to bring
exactly.
her happiness. There's no prospering
like that
off
point.
That. There's no prospering
like
or bringing unhappiness to somebody else's doorstep. Now, when you sacrifice your own happiness, that's something different. But when you're sacrificing somebody else's, this is where karma kicks in.
I like
that.
That's
where
karma kicks
in. So, hey.
Yeah, so if she's willing to destroy that house, she's going to destroy her house.
She's willing
to
destroy somebody else's. Exactly.
Yeah,
I don't
like
know
that.
How far she thinks, because the same way he'll do it to his woman, he'll do it to her.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not saying that to be sexist, because it happens with men and women. You understand? But just speaking because the letter came from a man, you know what I'm saying? Where does she think it's going to go?
Right.
Well, you know what? At this day and age, I would kind of have to question his manhood as well, because if he's in that situation right now, that means that he's questioning himself. Because if he needs to have two different individuals dealing with him at the same time, that means he's insecure about something about himself.
That's true.
The Dons and Divas, the lines are on fire. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press that 1 to get in on these hot topics that we're discussing tonight. Okay, there you go.
Divas,
ahead.
Don't we have some of your relatives that are firemen up there in New Jersey?
No.
Okay. All right now.
Unfortunately, no. Don't I have some relatives that's farming up here in Jersey? Yeah, you got a point there, because, you know, that's my thing. Why do you need two or three women or two or three men, you know, to complete yourself? Like you said, it's an insecurity there.
Well, I got an answer for that, my man.
Go ahead, Mr.
Mastale. Right. Sometimes, you know, it's like 7 days. You got 7 days of the week. Okay? 7 days equals 1 week. Sometimes you need seven women to equal that one freak.
That means you have a serious addiction. That's an addiction.
I would say appetite and...
And
some women don't. Some women don't do certain things and don't know how to do certain things. Some women
you need to be single. You need to be single. Then you don't need to be in a relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't take on a relationship if that's if you don't feel you can find something in that one person. Keep your options open.
Let me jump in here real quick. Let me jump in here real quick. If you need seven females to bring out seven different qualities of those females, you can't bring those seven qualities in one female, then I got to question you again. Because you're supposed to be able to bring out everything out of that female.
Out of one person. That's absolutely.
Thank you.
Go on and say that thing, Dave.
Go do it.
Huh?
Go on and say it. Listen.
You bring that out of that one woman, but sometimes that one woman want to be seven. You know,
okay,
and
I gotta be hanging off chandeliers. Huh?
Extension caused you to go out there and deal with another one. I mean,
well,
have you ever thought that? I mean, you know, sometimes a person gets tired, and because they don't do it that one time, you're gonna go out there to somebody else.
Not that one time. I'm just saying, if I'm trying to work with them, and she does not want to or is unable to, then. You know, and it depends on how, if we seriously dating, now it's on the plat. But if we just kind of peruse around dating, then that's a different story. You know, if we serious one-on-one, then, you know, I'm going to hold it like that, hold it down. But with this guy, he's got two different women. Like I said, the reason that got him into this situation will also be the reason that will get him out of it. Now, that's just real.
Well,
that
seven woman thing, that's
just
no.
Is
that in your book? Oh, I can't wait to read your book. I can't wait to read this book.
So the seven equals one theory.
What happened?
Now, has anyone found this man on Facebook yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
All you have to do is go. I'm on the end. Go to the end page and do it. It's me. I'm on the top right there.
Say it again.
Go to the end page. You see him right there. Clear as well.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Got it.
But like I said, you gotta have standards. That's 7 equals 1. That's a standard, you know. If she can't take, what woman won't do? Another that's a phrase that I've heard women say all the time. You know.
Well, one boy won't do, a man will do.
It's always gonna be some kind of compromise when it comes to being with people anyway. You understand what I'm saying, but this is where communication is supposed to come in at. From the beginning, we have to know what's expected at the beginning.
But
don't go in there feeding people one thing, and then when it comes down to the real nitty gritty, it's not what you wanted. Like, that's your fault because you allowed this to go on and on and on. Now you found out this is not what you wanted because you came in with different intentions.
It's that motive, like I told you. That motive.
Yeah, it's always the motive. It's always the motive that's judged. It's not the actual deed. It's the motive. What are your motives? What were your intentions when you first came in here?
So what are you saying? You need a prenuptial?
No, but you have people that have hidden agendas. They have hidden agendas. Like, I'm going to see what I can do with this chick. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see how far I can go with her. And then when she start acting all Lorena Bobbish on them and all that, then they can't handle it.
That's what the 7 equals 1 theory comes in.
Wow.
So come on now. If you communicate what it is from the beginning, like, listen, I'm not really looking for no relationship. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy your company, whatever. We could smash every now and again, but I ain't leaving home. You have some people that accept that. In the beginning, she might have been with that, but then once she started feeling the situation, like, oh, I'm really feeling this dude, I like that, or whatever, now it's a problem because now you want him to yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Now you want him to yourself, knowing you already knew what the situation was in the beginning, and you rocked with that.
Yeah.
So, hey.
Yeah.
So now you're expecting him to leave what he got at home already to come over there to where you at, thinking it's going to be all peaches and cream. Nah, honey, it don't. That's not how the forces of nature work.
Right. And he's giving her an example of what's to come.
Exactly. The light is there. He's showing her what it is.
Yeah, I do this on her. When you get wrong, I'm going to do it on you.
You know, I saw something the other day that said people think the grass is green on the other side, and the grass is greener because it's being said, bull, you can finish the rest. Some call it manure. They call it bull. You get it?
Somebody has a lot of noise in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what I said?
Say that again, Dave.
Yeah, I said some people think the grass is green on the other side, but it's greener because it's being fed a lot of bull. You could finish your last sentence.
A lot of manure.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. The more, the greener the grass is, the more manure they're feeding it.
Bull, yeah, the more bull you get on that side.
Right?
Listen.
Wow.
I know what it's like. I used to be a married man magnet. It's not happening, honey.
How does that work, though?
I know that's right.
Not on Ann's watch, huh?
What do you do? Put up a sign? Magnet? Married men?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know how it worked. It just worked on its own. But guess what?
Wow.
I knew how to check it.
Because I'm trying to figure out the polarity. I mean, does something stand up on the top, like on the chest-wise, like a polarity difference? I mean, how do people know? I mean, is there like that? Let me just stop.
Dave, you being bad.
No. You know that science project when you touch that ball and your hair stands up? You remember that science project? You touch the ball and your hair stands up?
Just the round ball.
Hey, you looking like Einstein.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I was trying to figure out if that's what happens. Like,
It's weird. It's weird that you guys are speaking about that because I'm not trying to keep talking about the book, but the sex play has a story called The Engineer's Wife.
Mm.
And the engineer's wife does some strange things, like you said, about going between two lovers. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. You got to read the story. But it's the engineer's wife, and it talks about the same type of topic of trying to go between two different men.
Okay. Mm.
He was trying to do what? I'm sorry, I missed something.
Yeah, The Engineer's Wife is a story in sex play, and it talks about the wife going between two different men and finding it very hard to choose who to be with, her husband or this new guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her.
But that happens a lot, because like you said, sometimes it takes more than one person. Well, people think it takes more than one person to satisfy everything that you want. And in all actuality, what you need is right there in that one person. You're just not enhancing it, or you're not doing anything extra to bring that out of them.
Exactly.
Like you just said earlier, what are you willing to sacrifice? You know, you can't sacrifice your complete you. When I say complete you, I'm talking about the reserve part of you that's supposed to stay individual.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'd have jumped through every hoop that you say I got to jump through to try to satisfy you, I've done that. Now, if I can't pull it out you like that there, then, like in my other book, Through the Storm, you're the cancer patient. I got a story called The Cancer Patient, and it talks about that, and Through the Storm, because you did everything that you can to try to satisfy this person, make them happy, and definitely pull this out of them or whatever. And then you wind up seeing that you're doing all of this in vain, because that person, they got to look at themselves and learn how to bring that satisfaction and contentment within themselves. They can't count on you.
Self-examination.
Right. But it doesn't work. If two people making a one relationship and only one of y'all looking inside yourself and the other one's not, the other one's, like I said, the book called Definitely Self, it's going to, you're trying to define the other person. Most of the time, that's how we all are. We can define one another real easy, like, but if someone asks you to define who you are, you can't be the answer. I mean, I can ask
that's
you
true.
Right now, Miss T, can you define yourself? No. But Miss T was the one to try to define myself. She probably would say womanizer, Santa Claus. But what I'm saying is, like I said, that's why I said the definition of. You understand?
Don't cheat on fire with me, okay?
Okay.
I know he just exits every little time.
But I gotta tell you, you better watch it now. She got backup tonight, boo boo.
Okay.
Not that I really need it. I've already shut you down, but we're not going to get into that. We'll do that Monday, okay? We'll get into that Monday.
Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
anyway.
You know what?
Well, listen, I got a true story. I was at the barbershop today, and I think it has to do with the topic here tonight. One, the guy was telling me, he said, man, his partner told him, that this female was a squirter. You heard what I said?
Mm-hmm.
And,
we heard that.
Yeah. So he decides, well, look, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to find out if this is real because the brother told him, yeah, man, you know, she's a squirter. So he goes on and he gets a motel room and he tells me he goes like three different times and he finds out that that isn't so. All the time he's talking, I'm saying to myself, it probably is so, but it was probably just you. You see what
right.
I'm saying? So basically, when you're saying that you can bring out certain things, the other dude probably said, well, yeah, this is what's going on. But when he went in out to see what was going on for himself, he just didn't qualify. You see?
Right.
So basically, again, it is what you're doing. And like the brother saying, what are you willing to sacrifice? But sometimes that sacrifice is only happens when you're actually tied or not. And, you know, then you start jumping off the chandelier, you know, all that other stuff. As a matter of fact, I actually envisioned this thing here. You're laying on the bed, the chandelier is on, you have your female tied up and it's turning, and you lower the chandelier while she's spinning. But that's just a fantasy I have.
Wow, Dave. And there's a difference between fantasy and reality.
Yeah, you see?
ain't no S&M going on over there, is it?
No, what?
S&M.
Yeah, he's talking about the alphabet. Uh-huh. He's talking about the alphabet.
Yeah.
All right.
We're not like the alphabet, too.
That's a myth.
I'm sorry, Master, what's your name on Facebook?
It's called Mastel Jacob.
M-A-S-T-E-L?
We'll send you his info. We'll inbox you his info.
Okay.
Yeah. He inboxed her his info, too.
Mr. 7-Day Man. But like you were saying, though, Dave, not everybody's chemistry connects. You have to have a chemistry that, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, she might squirt rivers for him and dry as a powder box for the next man. You understand what I'm saying?
I have a question. I want to ask Mr. Mastel, are you short or tall?
I'm about average.
What is average, 5'10"?
Yeah.
I don't know, T.
Okay.
I'm 6'1". Where are you going with that?
What's the point, right, Dave? You crazy. Well.
Well, why we can't find you on Facebook? There's no such name.
It is. Matter of fact, tell you what. Are you on DN Space?
Yes, I am.
Alright. I mean, are you on DN Space? When I say, are you on DN Space? Are you ever?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm gonna send you a request.
Okay. You do that.
What did I miss? What did I miss? What happened?
He's going to send me a friend request.
Oh, please send me one, too.
Okay, and your name is still on there, or?
I'm Rachel Hargrove Smith.
I got you.
Thank you.
And if you guys have any books out, Urban Divas, that's a very close family member of mine. She has a very large book club that, you know, if you guys want to, she's open to working with guests.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Whoever that is in the back,
party
in here.
Somebody got
to grab, please.
Party. There's a party going on.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
It's up now.
All right. Wow. Party up in the Diva Squad, and we ain't even playing the music.
Yeah, ain't it though?
That song by Jhené. It's a party, let's get it on tonight.
Oh, man.
Lord.
So, I guess.
But based on the topic tonight, what would you give up? The thing is, what have we given up and regret giving it up after the fact?
Too much. Been there, done that.
Too much. Go ahead. What is too much?
Well, before you called in, we were speaking of some of our experiences.
Oh, man, I missed that.
Yes,
wow.
You missed it. Next time, call in at 7. 7.
Oh, man.
Yes, Steve. We always like to hear opinions from both sides of the track, from male and female, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want anybody to think that we're sexist or bias or anything like that, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely not.
We do promote for all dons and divas on this show. You know, just that the divas are actually running this right now.
Right.
You know, the divas is running this. So, you know, we
the Diva Squad is no joke.
We appreciate callers from all angles, you know.
Exactly.
So, listen,
now we're going to have to get the Asian audience, the Trinidad audience. You're going to have to get a whole base of people calling in because as a matter of fact, we got to get the Jamaican audience because we want to hear some higher explanations.
Well, unfortunately, you know, time is of essence, and it's around that time where we go around the table, give everyone a chance to give their final thought on the topics. Who was first? Deanne, I think she's gone. So, Kia, are you still here?
Kia? Oh, sorry, I'm driving and talking. Wait a minute. Great show,
that's
ladies.
Where that music coming from.
Tea. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It was a great show, great topic and everything. Really enjoyed myself. I'm sorry I had to go my nephew. But enjoyed it. Great.
Thank you, Kia.
Yeah. Thank you for being a faithful caller as well.
Exactly.
Kia supports GQ Palace. So.
All the shows.
Yes.
Mr. Mastel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have a final thought?
This my final thought would be that I think that everybody should look and invest in understanding what 7 = 1 is.
Hmm. Okay.
All righty then. Dave.
Well, I believe that one man and one woman should be the ideal mix in any cake. Sometimes you may want the icing to go along with those ingredients, but at the end of the day, that icing will melt, and the only thing that will be left of the original ingredients will be that flour and water to make that paste. And once you make that paste, That's the same pace you're going to see while the heat is being absorbed, is that same pace is going to erupt. I don't want to get too into it, but basically that pace is going to keep you together in that cake. Forget the ice. It may be sweet, but it's short-lasting. Just remember, the original cake doesn't really need the icing if it's made with the right ingredients. That's it.
Go
I'm
ahead,
signing Zach. Out. I love you guys.
Love you too, Dave. Thanks for
Dave.
Calling.
And it's good to hear you again, Dave.
Exactly. Okay.
Well, you know what? This is what you just said, because remember, I'm in a new relationship, so I have to give some time, and I have to make sure things is right. So I have to bring the freak out of the freak. You see, so
that's
now that
great.
The freak is freaking, I can freak down.
That's why he stopped talking to me. It's so Dave.
Look, that's why he stopped talking to me.
Right. We miss you, though. But you're right. That's more important.
Yes, sir. Congratulations.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to stalk you again now. Don't worry.
Oh, now you're about to sacrifice your relationship.
Exactly. We love you, Jay. You are.
Love you too, guys.
If there's no one else, we're going to go to our divas, Miss Rachel.
Oh, yes. First and foremost, I must thank God, because if there were no God, there would be no us, there would be no GQ Palace. All honor given to him. I want to thank our CEO, our exec. We love y'all. Mwah. I want to thank GQ Palace family, our host. I want to thank the callers and listeners tonight, Deanne, Lane, Tia, Mr. Juice, I mean Mr. Mastel, Dave. next time callers, press 1. The lines were on fire tonight. Thank you all listeners. Call in next week and press 1. Join in on the conversation. No comment on our topics. They spoke for themselves. Fellow Divas, I love y'all. Great show. Handing the mic over to my fellow Diva, Miss Angie.
I was a little more quiet than normal tonight, but
we still hurt, lady. We still
but on tonight's topic, again, Rachel said a lot. Like I said, thanking all our peoples behind the scenes. Thank all the callers and listeners, all the internet. We have people. This is actually worldwide, so you know, people from all over be listening to the show. Next time y'all call in, and you know, we like to hear, you know, people's topics, I mean opinions when it comes to our topics and stuff, and when, you know, about making sacrifices and everything. At the beginning of the day, know yourself.
Mm.
Even when it comes to new dating, sacrificing, or even if you in a relationship, in a relationship where you see your mate is toxic to you. Yeah, excuse me, my mouth is messed up. Toxic to you.
Yeah.
Still, know yourself at the beginning of the day, not the end of the day. At the beginning of the day, know yourself. And then everything else will fall into place. Take heed to them flashing red lights.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm
yes.
checking them deuces.
If I see some flashing red lights, I'm going to hit the gas.
Miss Diva T, talk to us.
Yes. Well, of course, you know, like I said, everyone has gave great feedback and the final thoughts. And my thing is, weigh your pros and cons and know where you go, you know, with it, the insecurities and all of that. And you don't need 7 women for one man. I want to thank all the callers, listeners, and most of all, God. Tune in next week, same time, same place. We have shows every single day besides Saturday. We also have on Wednesdays a Fallout Comedy from 9 to 10 with our host, Rakim Chicky Singleton. Thursdays, Reality and Relationships from 8 to 10 with your hosts KL and Tiffany Belvin. Fridays, Love and Entertainment
from 6 to 9 with our very own CEO, Rich Money. On Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, from 7 to 9, our executive producer, Lavina Polite, is your host. Then on Mondays, we have UAR with your host, the mayor, from 8 to 9. And then immediately after his show, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Deanne Lane and her co-host, Counselor Mario, from 9 to 11. Tuesdays, we have GPS Sports from 8 to 10 with your host, the mayor. And then you're back with us again on Wednesday. One mistake. After Lavina's show, Spiritual Sunday, we have Crossroad Temple from 9 to 10 with Kimmy Scribby Hunter. So make sure you tune in to these shows. We love to have you. And again, everyone have a great week, rest of the week, and love you all.
That stays hot, I ain't gotta get my buzz back. What everybody trying to be now, I was that. They can never stop me, that's why I love rap. Been living the life, crazy ice. With the baddest chicks in the world, maybe twice. The swag, the gear, the bread, all the whips is a year ahead. I only fear the feds. 45 on the other side of the peephole. Headshot from point blank, call it a free throw. Funny cause I had the vision since Coleco. Back then, still ain't reached my peak though. Louis Lopez, Polo Pico. Call me whenever the bosses meet, yo. I drove Poppy crazy, so the industry's never gonna stop me, baby. Can't stop me, whether I'm on 5th or L.A. or swap me. It's all good, cause I know the gangsters got me. First things first, the jaws of broccoli. I treat the rap game like a large monopoly. One-on-one, niggas can't guard me properly. And when they double-team me, the odds are sloppy. I move like some 80 milligrams of oxy. Send your sister back to your family, not me. Got too hot for the grams, got weed. In the rap bracket, he remains the top seed. Revolver hold 6, quick to blow 3. Audio heroin, so you don't OD. Shooters know you, but you don't know me. The block is crazy, can't stop me, baby. Your girl ain't gonna be able to stop the wheezing. When she get that phone call from the doc, we even. You could not stop me, so stop believing. Ringtone rap, this is not the season. Punchline's hard enough to stop your breathing. And the ladies will still pay a lot to see him. I'ma get rich long as I got my freedom. Usually when you get hit, it's for a reason. If you in the hood, better dodge the D's and watch your Q's and be on your P's and thank y'all all for coming out this evening. Having a good time with your liquor and treason. Even if they knock me, then continue to watch me. They still wouldn't be able to stop me. Yeah.